This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The small fire burning in Boulder did not grow significantly overnight, according to emergency managers. 60 firefighters helped get containment up to 40%. The evacuation center at the East Boulder Community Center has closed. Firefighters expected to make more progress today with favorable weather conditions. The wildfire likely started from a fire at a house that was put out yesterday. That residence burned down and another was damaged. Colorado Democrats involved in the impeachments of former President Donald Trump are weighing in on criminal referrals sent by congressional committee Monday. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Congresswoman Diana DeGette says the evidence presented is overwhelming. She says Trump launched a brazen attack against the Capitol to overturn the 2020 election results. Representative Joe Neguse says Americans must ensure an attack like that never happens again, while Representative Jason Crow adds no one is above the law and that Trump must be held accountable. Neguse and DeGette were impeachment managers for Trump's second impeachment, which revolved around January 6th, while Crow was involved in Trump's first trial around withholding military aid to Ukraine. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Colorado Rapids Soccer Club released its schedule for next season yesterday. The team will open the year in Seattle in late February. Their home opener is slated for March 4th against Sporting Kansas City. The team will have a home game on the 4th of July with fireworks before closing the season in late October. The Rapids missed last year's Major League Soccer playoffs after qualifying in the previous 2 years. Right now in Denver, it's 40 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.